Gemara Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Sugya we've been talking about the past couple of shiurim is the nature of Shomer Aveda. Shomer Aveda Chayev like a Shomer Chinam or like a Shomer Sach. So the Gemara, at the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, quotes a memra. The Toin Tanas Ganav Aveda is Mishalim Tashlum Ekefa. That's the din. That someone who's a Shomer Aveda, and then the Bailim come, take the Aveda back from them, and they say that it was Nigdav Toin Tanas Ganav Aveda. So, Dr. Gemara, Mishalim Tashlum Ekefa. What does that mean? What does Toin Tanas Ganav mean? So, Toin Tanas Ganav means that a Shomer claims a Taina that he's going to potter himself. He claims Nigdav. He's going to be potter with the Tainas Nigdav. But then Adam come and say that he himself stole it. That it's Beveso, it's Rishusa. So the rule is a strange din that even though he didn't steal it from the Rishusa Bailim, he has a din of a Ganav. It's like a Ganav is Chayev Kefa. Ganav is the only one who's Chayev Kefa. It's a special fine that the Torah puts on a Ganav. And so too, someone who's towing Tainas Ganav, he's also Chayev Kefa. Comes the Gemara and says, that's true, Baveda as well. Towing Tainas Ganav, Baveda, Mishalim Tashlumei Kefa. So the Gemara says, if Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar, we don't understand the whole halacha. If Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar, so how can he be Chayev Kefa for Toi Tanas Ganav? He's doch Chayev for the Tain of Nignava, right? The Tain of Nignava is not a Tain of Ptur. So how can he be Chayev Kefa for Toi Tanas Ganav? The only time he's Chayev Kefa is he was Potter for the Tain, and now we find that he was the one who stole it, so he'll be Chayev Kefa. So Zot the Gemara, no. Even if Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar, there can be a Chayev Kefa if he's towing List of Mezuyim. List of Mezuyin is a situation, is a taina where even the Shomer Sachar is potter. Ones, right? The Shomer Sachar is potter min ha-onsim. So if he claims List of Mezuyin, and you hold List of Mezuyin ganavu, then that's a taina of nignava for which you'll be chayev kefil for toin tanis ganav. It turns out, nimtza shu ganvo, so then he'll be chayev kefil for that. That's what the Gemara says. That if you hold Shomer Aveda as a Shomer Sachar, the only time that toin tanis ganav, Aveda will be chayev kefil, is if he's taught List of Mezuyin and you hold that List of Mezuyin Ganav. So the Gemara and the Mzayin Amadeis, Hilk goes back and forth, different kashas. Is that really true that List of Mezuyin Ganav? Eisvei, lo im amre b'sham achinam shkem b'sham tashlumei kefel, tome b'sham asocha shenam b'sham tashlumei kefel. It's a braisa that says that sham asocha sham achinam are fundamentally different. Sham achinam is m'shalim tashlumei kefel for his tainus. But a Shomer Sachar, sounds from the Brice, is never going to be Misham Tashlum Ekefel for his times. V'isak adai dech list of Mezuyin Ganav, who nimtza b'Shomer Sachar Misham Tashlum Ekefel b'toyin tanis list of Mezuyin. If you assume list of Mezuyin Ganav, so then there is a case of toyin tanis Ganav b'aveda that's Misham Tashlum Ekefel. That's if he's toyin list of Mezuyin. That's a tanis Ganav. So it's doch against the Brice. The Brice of Beferish says that Shomer Sachar is not Mishalim Tashlum Ekefel. But there is this case. Rav Yosef should say that there is this case of List of Mezuyin, that's List of Mezuyin Ganafu, so he should be Chayev Kefel. Amalei Hochikama. Lo imame b'sham achinam shekem Mishalim Tashlum Ekefel v'chol tanos. Toma b'sham asachar shenem Mishalim Tashlum Ekefel ela betoni tanos List of Mezuyin. No, it's not fair, Rav Yosef says. Why? List of Mezuyin taka Ganafu. And Shomer Sachar will be Chayev Kefel for Toyin Tanis List of Mezuyin. Aye, so the Braisa doesn't read. The Braisa says Shomachinam is Chayev Kefel, but Shomachinam is not Chayev Kefel. But you just gave me a case where he is Chayev Kefel. Zakhdi Gemara, no. The Braisa is saying that Shomachinam is always going to be Chayev Kefel for Kol Tanosa. Regular Nigneva, List of Mezuyin. All these cases Chayev Kefel. Now Shomachinam is not Chayev Kefel for Stam Nigneva. But for List of Mezuyin, List of Mezuyin Taka is Ganav, he will be Chayev Kefel for that time. So List of Mezuyin Taka could be a Ganav, and it wouldn't be against this Brice. Eisvei, the Gemarius, Nochakasha, Vinishbar Omeis, Nishbar Omeis, Ein Liyad L'Shivuro Omeis, the Geneva Vaveda Menayin. This Pasuk is talking about a Shoyal. The Chiyishalish Meimre, Eil Vinishbar Omeis, Bolov Enimo Shalem Yishalem. Right, Nishbar Omeis, A shomer, a shoel is chayev for onsim. Shoel is chayev even for onsim. But Gneva v'aveda is not mentioned in the pasuk by shoel. So what's the din of Gneva v'aveda by shoel? Amid kavachomer. So this is a parallel sugya to the Gemara in Bava Metzia that we saw. right? That Gneva Vaveda by Shaul is learned from Shamasacha. So why did I give you Bav Metzia? Why didn't I just give you Bava Kama? The answer is because the Gemara in Bav Metzia is really the source of the Rishonim. There we're trying to figure out the actual Makar, right? The din of Gneva Vaveda by Shaul, and the Gemara is Dochen two ways. Here we're presenting it differently. So it's the same Gemara, the same Kavachomer, but the focus is totally different. So I first wanted you to see the focus in Bava Metzia, but now we see the direction that the Gemara has over here. Amr Kavachomer, Stocha Kavachomer, Gneva Vaveda by Shaul is not Kavachomer from Shamasacha. Masha Masacha Shabbat Moshe Meister Chayim Gneva Vaveda. Shaul Shachayim Shmuel Meister Nadin Shachayim Gneva Vaveda. Is no Kavachomer Shein Lav Tshuva. Whereas says this is a perfect Kavachomer, perfect. There's no Pircha. Shomer Socher is chayef for gneiva v'aveda, but potem in ha'onsim, potem for shvur meisa. You see that Shomer Socher is more kal than a shoel, because a shoel is chayef for shvur meisa, chayef for onsim, and Shomer Socher is potem in ha'onsim. So if you see Shomer Socher is more kal than a shoel, and nevertheless is chayef for gneiva v'aveda, so kol shkein the shoel has to be chayef for gneiva v'aveda. That's the kal v'chomer shen of tshuva. The fact that Gemara Visalka that the list of Mizrin Ganafu Amay in a love tshuva Eklemifach Mal Hashem Asach Hashem Hashem Tashlo Mekevel Betonin Tanas list of Mizrin. If you hold list of Mizrin Ganafu, there's a chumra of Shem Asach of the Shaul, right? Because Shem Asach can be Chayev Kefel. Shaul is never Chayev Kefel. Shem Asach is Chayev Kefel if he's toin Tanas list of Mizrin, because list of Mizrin Ganafu, it's an onus. The Shem Asach is Potter. So if Nimtzu Shulgan will be Chayev Kefel. But the shoal is never going to be chayiv kefil. Why? Nignava by a shoal is always going to be chayiv. Because if it's stam nignava, it's chayiv. And if it's listem mizuyin, that's an onus. But a shoal is chayiv for onsen. So the shoal is never going to be potter betanas geneva. Never going to be potter. There's no chayiv kefil. So you see that shoal, that shomasach is takim ulchamber than a shoal. That's if you hold listem mizuyin ganavim. So keep in mind, right? The Gemara here is asking. It's assuming list of Mizuyin is Ganav and saying can't be Ganav. So that's talking the first teretz of the Gemara in Bav Metzia, right? First teretz of the Gemara in Bav Metzia, or the second teretz of the Gemara in Bav Metzia is really list of Mizuyin Gazlan Hu. If list of Mizuyin Gazlan Hu, so then there is no Pircha to the Kavachomer, right? Because the Shomer Socher is never going to be Chayav Kefil for Toyin Tanis Ganav, right? List of Mizuyin, the only time that he can be Potter for a Taina that it was taken from him, that's a Gazlan, it's not a Ganav, so there's no problem. That's the answer of the Gemara in Bav Metzia, but that's not the focus here. The focus here is assuming that list of Mizuyin Ganavu, then we don't understand. So Zok the Gemara, Malay, no, because Savaritona kind of blow Shvu, Adifa Mekrela B'Shvu. So here the Gemara gives the other answer in Bav Metzia. That no, the fact that the Shomasachar pays Kefel, that's not a Chumra by Shomasachar, Kula by Shola. No, the Shola is Mochamer. Because the Karen that the Shoal pays is more chomer than the Kefil that the Shomer Socher would pay. Yes, Kefil is double. Karen is only one. But the reality is the Karen is paid without Eidim, without a Shavua. It's paid Bevadai immediately. So it's more chomer. More chomer, even though it's less absolutely in terms of the amount. But it's more chomer because it's Bevadai. It's going to be paid right now. You don't need Eidim. You don't need a Shavua Sheker. So therefore, it's Odif Mi Mekfele B'Shavua. So Shoal is more chomer than Shomer Socher. Okay? So there's no Raya that list of Mizuyin Gazlanu. Maybe list of Mizuyin Ganafu. There really would be Kefil, but Kefil is not more Chomer than Karen, so there's no shot. And this is the back and forth of Yivah. Questions? Okay. Rams Taisvis makes an earth-shattering comment. It's this comment of Taisvis moved worlds. What does Taisvis say? Nimtze shom esocha mishayim tashon ekeva betoyin tanas list of Mizuyin. Okay, this is going back to the first chelik of the Gemara. We have a brisa that a shomachinam pays tashlum ekeifel, a shomasacha doesn't. If you hold list of mizuyin ganafu, frak the Gemara, the shomasacha also will pay keifel, the toyantanas list of mizuyin. Havali gazlan hu nicha, the toyantanas gazlan, venim su shubiyado, lo mashalim keifel. Says Taisvis, this kash is if you hold list of mizuyin ganafu. If gazlan, there's no problem. That's a tainas gzeil, it's not a tainas geneva. There's no keifel for tainas gzeil, it's only geneva. Says Taisvis, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara asks, how can you say list of Mizuyin Ganav? It turns out that a Shomer Socher can be Chayav Kefil v'Toyin Tanis list of Mizuyin. must be toin tanas list the mezuyin is a gazel. That's the Gemara's kash. The Gemara answers no. Taka, it's list the mezuyin is a ganav, and the Shama Socher would be chayv kevel for that, but he's not chayv kevel for kol tanas. That was the answer, right? So in fact, Taisus, I don't understand the kash. It sounds like if list the mezuyin ganavu, then we have a problem. But if list the mezuyin gazlan, who everything is great, because there's no case that Shama Socher is going to pay kevel for toin tanas ganav. Yeah, there's no case. I'll give you a case. Bailavima. Bibailim. Bibailim, what does Bibailim mean? What does that mean, Bibailim? So we have to take a step back. We have to understand what Tosis is talking about. Let's start with the Chumash. Let's start with what does Bailavima mean? What does this Bibailim mean? With the owner. Who owner? What owner? So, the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Parish of the Shomer. The Chiyish Alish Meim Reyo Venishba Meis Bol of Einimo Shalem Yishalem. By a Shoyal, by Lavimo, the Ikka Parish of by Lavimo is by a Shoyal. Right? That someone borrows Venishba Meis, this own sim, so says the Pasuk, but all of Einimo, if there are Bailam are not there, so Shalem Yishalem, then is a Chiyav Tashlomit for own sim. Continues the Torah, and Bolav Imo lo yishalem imsacher hu ba bischaro. But if Bolav Imo, if the Bailama Imo with the Shoyal, so then lo yishalem, then he doesn't have to pay. So there is some kind of a din that if Bailav Imo, the Shoyal is potter, Shoyal is chayef for everything, he's even chayef ba'onsim, but the Beferish Apostle, that if the Bailama Imo, then he doesn't have to pay. What does that mean, Bailav Imo? So that's the first Mishnah in Parak HaShoyal HaSapara. In Bav Mitzi, and that's Sadi Dalit. Shola Sapora, Shola Balei Aima, Osocha Balei Aima, Shola Bailam Osocha, Ve'Amakach Shola Sapora, Meisa Potter. Mishnah says if someone is Shola Sapora, the Shol Baalei Haima. What does that mean? So Rashi explains it means that you borrow the Bailam at the same time. You're borrowing the Par at the same time. You're saying, could you please do something for me? So you're borrowing the para and you're also borrowing the bailam. Or you hired the bailam to do work for you. Right? Let's say the bailam. Let's give a simpler case. The second part of the Mishnah, the middle bava of the Mishnah says, let's say you were shol the bailam first, or you socher the bailam first, and then you shol the sapar. Let's say the bailam are mowing your lawn, and while they're mowing the lawn, while they're doing malacha for you, you borrow a para from them. You borrow something from them. You know, he's mowing the lawn, and you say, can I have that? So you borrow something while he's working for you. So bailav imo, the bailam are working for you. The niskar lo, or the nishal lo, let's say he's doing him a favor. He's mowing his lawn. He's not a hired worker. Right? So bailav imo, and then he's shol sapar. So says the Mishnah, in that case, he's going to be potem in our own sin. That's the pasuk that whenever there's bailav imo, there's no chiyuv tashlum. That's what Tosis means, bibailim. Bibailim. That your shoel or your here is not a case of shoel. This is true by a shomer socher too. It's true in all cases of shomer. By a socher, by a shomer socher, that bailav imo, there's no chiyuv tashlum. So, frek Tosis, how can the Gemara assume, how can the Gemara imply that if listim is in ganafu, then a shomer socher can be chayav kevel for toin tanas listim mezuyin. But if listim mezuyin gazlanu, there is no case that the shomer socher is going to be chayav kevel. There is a case. Let's say he's toin nigneva, stam nigneva, not even listim mezuyin. He's toin nigneva, but it's by lavimo. It was by lavimo. As the bailam are working for the individual, they ask him if he could watch an object for him. See, and right, they ask the person if he can watch the object. He says, "No, I'm busy." Whatever he says, "I'll pay you." So he becomes a shomer socher. So he accepts upon himself the shmira. He agrees to accept upon himself the shmira, the bailam. So in that case, if it's nigneva, he should be potter, because any case of bailam, any chiyuv, right, anything that happens to the object, if bailavimo. That you're potter. So, in fact, Tosis, I can give you a case where Shomer Socher is going to be chayav kevel for toin tanas ganav. If he's toin tanas nignava stam, you don't even need list the mezuyin over here. If he's toin nignava, but it's Baila V'imo B'Shas Kabbalah Sashmira, or before the Kabbalah Sashmira, as opposed to after the Kabbalah Sashmira. It's got to be before, right? Either simultaneously or before. So then the Shomer is going to be Potter for Gneva. So that's the simple case. Why don't the Gemara consider such a possibility? So says Taisus, Shema in Sharech Kefa B'Toyin Tanas Gana B'Enyin Zeh. Maybe the Gemara knew something here. Maybe the Gemara realized that there's no chi of kefel for toin tanas ganav bebailin. Tosfos doesn't say why, but he raises it as a possibility. Afilu shayach adds Tosfos, even if it is shayach in lochus, you have a matzah lemeimar v'letaimech v'lo ka'ama. He could have said ulataimech. Well, what does ulataimech mean? It means an achrami. You're right. You could have said that. Right, we don't have to answer. They're really toin tanas ganav. Excuse me. They're really listem azuyin ganafu. Right, we don't have to say listem azuyin ganafu. Right, really listem azuyin could be gazlan. And nevertheless, I'll give you a case where the shamasachar is chayav kefu for toin tanas ganav. But by them, right? You could have said something like that, but we didn't. Okay, we gave another answer. We said even if toin tanas listem azuyin is really a tanas ganeva, but you could still explain the brisa. Right, you could still explain the price that the Shomer Socher does pay kevel for toin tanas listem azuyim, but he doesn't pay kevel b'chol tanos. That's the answer the Gemara gave. But even if listem azuyim is a gazlan, we still could answer the price, right? Because if he's toin nigneva bebailim, he is chayv kevel. So vaitu, we can say that a Shomer Socher really is chayv kevel for toin tanas ganav, just he's not chayv kevel b'chol tanos, as opposed to Shomer Chinu who's chayv kevel b'chol tanos. Right? That's Taisus. The first Taisus wants to suggest maybe the reason why the Gemara didn't say that Pshat in the Braisa, that Shomasachar doesn't pay Kefel. Right? Pshat in the Braisa is that he doesn't pay Kefel for Chol Tanosa, but he does pay Kefel for some of his Tainas. Why? He pays Kefel because Listem Azuyin is a Ganf. But it sounds like if Listem Azuyin would be a Ganf, then it would be a Gazlan, then the Shomasachar would never pay Kefel for Tainas Ganf. Right? So why didn't the Gemara consider the case of Toin Tanas Ganav Bibailim? That's a case where the Shamasachar is going to be Chayav Kefel. So it should have considered that Kasha. It has to give the same answer to answer that Kasha. Right? The Gemara says, Yisalkadai the Listem Azuyin Ganavu, Shamasachar is Mishal and Kefel, but Toin Tanas Listem Azuyin. No, even if Listem Azuyin Gazlanu, you still have a Kasha. Still have a Kasha, because the Shamasachar is Mishal and Kefel, but Toin Tanas Ganav Stam Bibailim. The same kasha. The Taisus first says no. Maybe Taka there is no chiv kefil for Toin Tanas Ganav bebailim. It's one possibility. even if there is kefil for Toin Tanas Ganav bebailim, that's not a kasha the Gemara mentions. But it could have. B'letaymech, it could have. The answer to the Gemara could have been b'letaymech that according to your logic, you think it's so shver. Right, you say if listem azuyin ganafu, so it doesn't work out. No, the reality is even if listem azuyin gazlanu, the price is still a shver. Right, so it could have given that kasha, it could have asked that kasha, but it doesn't ask the kasha. Okay, these are the two points of Tosfos. So what comes out from Tosfos, the more famous part of Tosfos is his first line, that he has this kind of suffix over here, that he thinks the answer to this kasha in the Gemara is that maybe there's no din of toin tanas ganav bebailim. By listem azuyin, if listem azuyin ganafu, there is toin tanas ganav. There will be a chi of kefa, because he's toin tanas ganav. Ganav ba'onas, right? Gneva ba'onas, but that's a case where the shamazach is potter. So if it's a tanas p'tur, then he can be chayav kefa if it turns out that he stole it. But toin tanas ganav, bibaylim, Tarsus has this sofeg, whether you'd be chayav kefa or not chayav kefa. Sofeg. Sofeg. Why shouldn't you be chayav kefa? The Tainas Geneva, which is a Tainas Ptur, so if Nimtza Shugan, but you should be Chayav Kefel. Be'emes, we find that the Rishonim have an explicit Machlokas Adatus. You see, Tosus already alluded to the idea that maybe there should be a Chayav Kefel for Toin Tanas Ganav Bebailim. Right? That was his second point. Yishayach, he could say Ulatainach. Who makes that second point of Tosus? That the real answer to the Kasha is Ulatainach. We really could have said that. That is another example where Shomer Socher is chayav kefel v'toyin tanas ganav. not just if listed mezuin is a ganav, but toyin tan is ganav bebailim is the obvious case that shama sachar is chayv kev of a toyin tan is ganav. Who makes that point? That's Tosis in Bava Metzia, exactly. That's Tosis in Bava Metzia. We saw this Tosis in Bava Metzia. Keep in mind, there's a more basic kasha to this whole sugya. And that is, forget about Bebailim, forget about Listen Mazuyan, Ghana for Gazlan. How about Gneva Ba'onis? Remember? How about Gneva Ba'onis? It's not Gneva Ba'onis. Right? Ol Be'idna Da'ilinshi, or Chofar, Kufama Bekarka. Remember, he dug into the karka. He fell asleep accidentally. He got sick accidentally. Gneva Ba'onis. All the Rishonim ask, shouldn't the Shom Asacha be potter for Gneva Ba'onis? Right, the Gemara is so bothered. How can Toyin Tanis Gan up Aveda? Bichayev Tashlume Kefel of Shom Aveda is a Shom Asacha. He doesn't have a Tainis Ptur. Gneva is not a Tainis Ptur by Shom Aveda. What are you talking about? Gneva, of course, is a Tainis Ptur. If it was Nigna Vabonis, that's a Tainis Ptur. You have to come on to list the Mizuyan Ganav. That's a very bizarre case. List the Mizuyan, that's Mamish bizarre. Armed robbers. I give you a simpler case of a Gneva bonus. He fell asleep. He was a chole. He dug into the karka. He put it in the bank and it was stolen anyway. Gneva bonus also, he should be potter for. So we had a whole discussion whether that's really true. Is he potter, not potter? So in the midst of that discussion, we call it Tosis. Tosis Bar Metzia on Batman Beis is Gemara Dishmaitzer, right? Tosis holds that Shamasachar is potter for all Gneva Ba'onis. Right? That's Tosis Shita. Tosis holds List of Mezuyin is the paradigm, it's the example of Gneva Ba'onis that the Shamasachar is going to be potter for, right? So in the midst of his discussion, he quotes our Gemara. V'chein basar hachi, he says. After Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara then quotes another brisa. Lo imamit b'sham achinim shgei m'sham dash l'mekev v'tsham tomim b'sham esachah shinim m'sham dash l'mekev. The brisa distinguishes between sham achinim and sham esachah. The brisa distinguishes between sham achinim and sham esachah, as we describe. V'chein basar hachi demaisi lo I amrit v'sham achinim shkei m'sham kefil v'ilist mezuyin ganef v'u sham asachan amrit v'sham kefil mashma d'mishum geneva lo mifta sham asachan im lo b'taynas geneva s'listim mezuyin. Says Tosis, it sounds from the Gemara that geneva ba'ones is not going to part the sham asachan, because if geneva ba'ones stam geneva ba'ones not list the mizuyin part of the sham asachan, so what's the Gemara's raya? Well, I said the Gemara's a kashi. He says must be list the mizuyin gazlinu, because if list the mizuyin ganafu, what's the brisa talking about? The sham asachan is also going to be chayv kev of a tain tanis ganav, because he's nifta with a tain of list the mizuyin. So says Tosis, you see clearly there is no other geneva ba'ones that the sham asachan is going to be part of, because if there is another geneva ba'ones, I'll give you the simple case where he's chayv kev. Chayv Kefil, if he claims Nivnev Abonis. Miu, says Taisis, Hanu Yeshlid Chos, Hanu, that means two rayas, this raya and the raya before. Davin Motz Lememer, Ulatayimich. You could say Ulatayimich in a Chanami, maybe even Gnev Abonis, the Shomasacha will be part of four. Not just List of Mezuyan, but any other Gnev Abonis as well. That's what Taisis say. You could have said it in the Gemara Ulatayimich. The belava chinami matzil meimar ulatimech afilu gazlan hu timtze shamasacha mishalim kefil bebailim. What does that mean? So when we first read this Tosis, I can't imagine most of us got this, right? What does Tosis say? You have to be able to say ulatimech over here. Why? Because you got to say ulatimech anyway. Why? Meaning the kasha of the Gemara that how can you say Tainas list of mezuyin is a tainas geneva, and if you hold list of mezuyin gazlan hu, then there's no way that the shama socher can be chayav kefil for tainas ganav. Isn't there another case that he's chayav kefil geneva ba'onis? As up toisus ulatayme achina chanami, the Gemara could have said that geneva ba'onis he's also potifar, and you have to be able to say such as far. Why? Because even leaving out geneva ba'onis, I'll still give you a case where the shama socher can be potifar for a tainas geneva. What's that case? Tanis Gneva Bebaim. Tanis Gneva Bebaim was another case where the Shama Sacher is going to be potter. Right? So he's not only potter for a kind of list of Mizuyin if it's Ghana, if Lista Mazain is Ghana, he also would be potter for Stam Geneva Ba'ones, right? Like, he fell asleep, he got sick, he dug it to the ground. But he also would be potter, says Tosis in Bav Metzia, for Stam Geneva Ba'ilim. Is Tosfos and Bav Metzia taking a stand on what our Tosfos said? Our Tosfos has a suffix. Shema, maybe Toin Tanas Geneva, but by Lim, there's no Chiv of Kefil. What does Tosfos and Bav Metzia say? Is there a Chiv of Kefil or no Chiv of Kefil? What? There's no Chiv of Kefil? There is a Chiv of Kefil, he's saying. Right? Isn't that what Tosfos is saying?
But it says this, always says this, saying.
Right, Timtza Shom Esocha Meshalim Kefil Bebailim. Right, you have to say Ulatimech. That meaning, there's more than one case where the Shom Esocha can be Chayiv Kefil for Toin Tanas Geneva. Not just Listam Azuyin, if Listam Azuyin Ganavim, but even for Stam Geneva Beones, also he'll be Chayiv Kefil. Again, a Tainas Geneva of Ptur brings a Chayiv Kefil if it turns out that he stole it. That's what Toin Tanas Ganav is all about. So says Tosis, there has to be another case. There has to be another case because the fact is there's a third case too. It's not so shveri, he says, to claim ulatimech. To say that Lista Mezuin is not the only case that Shom Esocha is going to be chayav kefil v'torin tanas ganav. But rather, even a stam geneva ba'ones, like Shena, right? Shena, or Choli, or Chofar. Kufama Bekarka. Remember all these cases? The Shom Esocha is also going to be Chayav Kefil for those cases. He's potter for this Tainas Geneva. He'll be Chayav Kefil if it turns out that he's stolen. There has to be another case where he's going to be Chayav Kefil for Tainas Geneva. Because there's even a third case where he's going to be Chayav Kefil for Tainas Geneva. That's Geneva Bebailim. Bebailim, he's going to be potter. Even if he claims the Nigneva, a Shom Esocha Potter Betainos Elo Bechayiv Kefil in Nimtza Shu Ganva. That's Toin Tanas Ganav. Right? He claimed Nigneva, but it's a lie. So he's potter with this Tainas Geneva, but it'll be Chayav Kefil for Toin Tanas Ganav. It turns out that he actually stole. So says Tosis, there are other cases. There's a third case. It's not so shavera to say that Geneva Ba'ones is also a situation where the Shom Esocha is going to be potter for Tainas Geneva, but be Chayav for Toin Tanas Ganav. It turns out that he himself stole, then he'll be Chayav Kefil. Okay, so Tosis and Bav Metzia takes a stand. But it's not just that Tosis. Our Tosis also said, Afilu Yishayach, Matzi Lememer Ulatimech. But that's what Tosis and Bav Metzia says. Right? That don't ask me what the Gemara is, the Kasha, that if Toin Tanas list the Mizuin Ganafu, so then Shom Esocha is going to be Chayav Kefil for Toin Tanas Ganaf, so it must be list the Mizuin Gazlan. So says Tosis, no. Even if the Shom Esocha would be Chayav Kefil, for Toin Tanas Ganav Bebailim. So the Gemara Taka could have said that, right? That no, really, Lista Mezuyin is a gazlan. Really, Lista Mezuyin is a right now. Really, the Gemara's kasha was that if Lista Mezuyin Ganafu, so why does the Braisa say that a Shom Esocha is not going to be Chayav Kefil for Toin Tanas Ganav? Right? There's a case that he'll be Chayav Kefil for Toin Tanas Ganav, Lista Mezuyin. No, even if Lista Mezuyin Gazlanu, there still is a case where the Shom Esocha is going to be Chayav Kefil for Toin Tanas Ganav. What's that case? Toin Tanas Ganav, Bebayim. Okay? That's what Tosis and Bav Metzia says. Okay? So, We have a Tosis in our sugi that has a suffix, begins with a suffix where the Toin Tanas Ganav Bebailim is going to be Chayav Kefil. We have Tosis Bav Metzia that says that you're definitely going to be Chayav Kefil in such a case. Right? You're definitely going to be Misham Kefil Bebailim. Question?
Yeah. Why is our Tosfos and Bava Kamma not bothered by this issue before? Like, why does he wait until this point in the Shaklatariya to take issue with this idea? I mean, like, he asked earlier on the previous Amud about why we don't ask other Gnei Bavonis cases, but, like, only now is he worried about the Torah times Gnei Bavonis.
That's a good kashya, Shimon. It's a good kashya. Especially because Tosfos and Bava Metzia puts it all together. Yeah. Why doesn't Tosfos on Tosis earlier, before this kasha, why doesn't he mention it? It's a good kasha. Maybe Tosis just left it till the end of the sugya because, you know, he's a good Rebbe and he doesn't want to confuse anyone. So after the midterm, Tosis brings it up. I'm not sure. It's a good kasha. Okay, so our Tosis has a suffix where the Torah Tanaskana of the Bailam is going to be Potter or Chayev. Tosis and Bav Metzia says they're definitely going to be Chayev, right? And who takes the other extreme? Who says that you're definitely going to be potter? There's a shita that said that too. Who's that? Yes.
Sure. How can you really lie about Baal Avimah?
You can't lie about Baal Avimah, but you can lie about Gneva by Baal Avimah. Right, so even though Shama Sachar should be Chayiv Keren for Nigneva, but if he claims Nigneva and it's Baal Avimah, then he'll be potter. You see, everyone agrees that it was Baal Avimah. The Mafkid also agrees it was Baal Avimah. There's no shiloh that that it was Baal Avimah. The point is that the Shomer claims Nignava. So now he's a Shomer Sacha, so he should be Chayav for Tainas Gneva. But if it's Baal Avimah, then he's going to be potter. So now if Nimtza Shagonvo, what's the answer, Shom? Right? If Nimtza Shagonvo, is he Chayav Kefir? Is he not Chayav Kefir? It was a Tainus Ptur. Baal Avimah was a Tainus Ptur. So is he going to be Chayav Kefir or not? So Atosus, I'm not sure. Maybe he should be Chayav Kefir. Maybe he should not be Chayav Kefir. Tosin Bamatia says, Navad, he's going to be Chayav Kefir. That's a Tainus Nignava, which is a Tainus Ptur. Nimta Shuganva, of course he's going to be Chayav Kefir. And he learns the Sugyas from the Taimech, not from the Taimech. Right, back and forth. It's a complicated Cheshbon. Once you get the Cheshbon down, there's a Shita that Tosus is telling you. Rashi and Avdalan and Mabez in Bava Kamma that we met a long time ago. We glossed over it because we weren't doing Baal Avimah then. So like we could talk about lots of different things in different contexts, but it was not as relevant when we were doing Davdalan, but now it's very relevant. Rashi takes a stand on this issue. Let's all turn back to Davdalan and Mabez. So let's do a little chazal. Right, we all remember, those of us who are here. Right, we remember Davdalan and Mabez. Right? Some of us when I hear the first Zman. Some of us learned Avdalah and Beis even though they weren't here the first Zman. Okay, so the Mishnah Dav Beis quotes four Avos Mezikin, four primary categories of Hezek. So the Gemara Avdalah and Beis quotes Rav Oshia and Rav Chia added to the list. Tani Rav Oshia Shloshasra Avos Mezikin. Rav Oshia said that there are 13 categories of Mazik. Now what does he add? Aside from Shor, Bor, Maven, Hever, he also has Shom Mechinam, Shoel, Nos Hischar, Vesocher, the Dalet Shomer, Nezek Tzar, Veripu, Sheves, Uboshes, the Dalet Dvarim, the Hey Dvarim, right? Someone is Chovel, Vechavera. So he learns that there are 30. Tani Reb Chia, then later in the Gemara, Reb Chia has 24. Esim Varbo, Avos Nezikin. Reb Chia adds another few. Tashlum Ekefer, Tashlum Yabba Vechamisha, Dalet Vehei, Tavachumacha, Gonav Shoro said Tavachumacha, you pay Dalet Vehe, Kefil is by Gana. Vegana Vegazlan, says the Gemara. Rabchi also has Ganav and Gazlan as the others in the Zigan. Vedim Zomamin, spent a lot of time on the Taisis, right? Vyaonez Zamafatu, Motzishema, Matami, Medame, Menasich. Okay? Vahani Tlaser, and the other 13. Rabchi has 24. Rab Oshia, my time alotoni, honey. In fact, the Gemara. Reb Oshia only had 13. Why didn't he have 24? Hani b'mona kamari b'knasa lo kamari. Reb Oshia is only talking about mamo na knas. These are all knas. Kefel, dalet vehei, onus umafata, etc. So, just 1 second. Ganav v'gazna de mamona hu listi. Reb Oshia should say ganav and gazna. Ganav v'gazna not knas. Ganav v'gazna means you chayev to pay for what you stole. Haktani leisha machinam v'hashoel. Zok de Gemara, no. Ganav and Gazlan are nichlal in Shamachinam and Shoah. Reb Chia says it because there's mamona dasi ladi beatera, mamona dasi ladi bisur, different types of mamon, different types of nevek zela. So he mentions it, but Shamachinam and Shoel include Ganav and Gazlan, says the Gemara. Shamachinam and Shoel include Ganav and Gazlan. That's why Rav Oshia does not mention Ganav and Gazlan. So what does Rashi say over here? Tana leishom achinam v'hashoah. Dosam nami shayach geneva. There's a geneva shayach by shomrim. So Ganav and Gazlan is included in shom achinam and shoah. What's the geneva by shomrim? They're shomer, they're not stealing. No, kagon shetan shenignav hemeno. Tainas geneva. Kagon shetan shenignav hemeno varei biyado varmina beperg meruba. The tointan is ganav kaganav. Tointan is gazlan kagazlan. So tointan is ganav kaganav. Tointan is gazlan kagazlan. Tointan is ganav is chayv kefil. Tointan is gazlan is not chayv kefil because he's like a gazlan. Gazlan is not chayv kefil. So tointan is gazlan is also not chayv kefil. Has the same din as ganav and gazlan. Says Rashi, that which we mentioned, Shoel also, the Ganav and Gazlan is Nichla within Shomachinim and Shoel. Lav Dafka, says Rashi. The Holo Mishkachas Bey, the Nifter, Lo Betoin Tanas Ganav, Lo Betoin Tanas Gazlan, Sharihu Chayev Akul. There is no case where Shoel is going to be Chayev Etoin Tanas Ganav. What does that mean? There's no case he's going to be Chayev Midin Ganav. For Tanitanas Gazlan. There's no case where it'll be Chayev Midin Gazlan for Tanitanas Gazlan. Now, he's not going to be Chayev Midin Ganav or Gazlan if he himself took it. No, because he's Chayev to pay immediately. If Nimtzashu Gonvo, so then he's Chayev Midin Ganav. He's Chayev Midin Gazlan. But if he's not going to be Nifta Betainas Genevo or Betainas Gazela, so then. Right? If he's going to have to pay immediately, so then there will be no case of Nimtzashu Ganvo. Forget about it. He's paid already. Right? Even if the Edom find the object by him, he's not Chayev Midin Ganav Gazlan. He's Chayev to pay Bechlal, because he's Chayev for everything, says Rashi. Right? Rashi says there's no case where the Shoah is going to be Chayev Midin Ganav Midin Gazlan, because no matter what he claims, he's going to be Chayev anyway. So Frekta Pyrus Yosef, really? Really? Rashi holds that the Shoel is never going to be Chayev Midin Ganav? I can give you a case where not only will he be Chayev Midin Ganav, he'll be Chayev Kefil Midin Ganav. He'll be Chayev Kefil Midin Toyin Tanas Ganav. What's that case? Let's say the Shoel claimed Nigneva, V'nim Tashu Ganvo, but it was Gneva Bebailim. Bebailim, it was Bailav Ima. Shoel as Sapar, V'Shoel Balea Ima. Let's say he was Shoel the Bailim, and then he was Shoel as Sapar. Right? So if there's Bailavimo, even the Shoel is part of a Tainas Nigneva. So how can Rashi say by Shoel there's no case where he's going to be Chayav Midin Ganav? It's the Chapela for the Paris Yosef. More the Paris Yosef, it's a collector's item. Right? You read this Rashi, you feel like, okay, Rashi's just filling us in on the details, like, you know. This Rashi is taking a stand on our Sugya. It's an incredible Rashi. What does the Paris Yosef there say on that Dalet and Beis? Hadana karocha v'ashoa lavdafka, etc. The tzorech ian, fract the Paris Yosef, the ha'ashkacha b'sheila v'baylim the potter. U'kmo shekosu ha'teisus l'kamon, daf nun zayin amid beis. Our teisus. He invokes our teisus. He knew when he wrote on Rashi on Daf Dalet, he had learned through Bava Kamor. Right? V'chein bav mitziya teisus. Says Toises on Daf and Zayin and Beis, and Toises and Mitzia talk about Toin Tanas Geneva Bebailim by Shomasachar. By Shoel Mestama, it's the same din, right? Shoel is Chayev for Tanas Geneva normally, but Bebailim should be Potter, just like Shomasachar is Chayev for Tanas Geneva generally, but Bebailim are going to be Potter. So what's Rashi saying? Right, the Gemara was Noket Shoel. It's Lav Dafka, right? Ganav and Gazlan is not included within Shoel. It's included within Shoel Mechina, but not within Shoel. Because Shoel doesn't have a case where he's going to be Chayev Midin Ganav or Gazlan. But he's not going to be Chayev. I'll give you a case where he's even Chayev Kefil Midin Ganav. Tain Tanas Ganav Bebailim. What's the answer to the Paris Yosef's Kasha? The Rashi clearly, oh, yes.
Yeah,
right.
There is a
cape
about the
show. Right. Rashi must assume that Toin Tanas Ganav Bebailim, there is no cape. The exact opposite of Tosis and Bav Metzia. Our Tosis has a suffix about this. Tosis and Bav Metzia assumes in the Dara Parsha that Toin Tanas Ganav Bebailim is Chayav Kefil. And Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Bava Kama must assume that Tony Tana's gone up the Bailin, Bein B'Shom Masacha, Bein B'Shoel, is Potter Min HaKefil. And because it's Potter Min HaKefil, that's Mamish why Rashi says there is no Chiyav by a Shoel, Midin Ganav, Midin Gazan, it's impossible. Because even B'Bailin, he's not going to be Chayav. Not going to be Chayav Kefil for Tony Tana's gone. So there's no Chiyav Midin Ganav. If it's B'Bailin, then that's it. He has a Tainus Ptur, a complete Tainus Ptur. Right? There's no din of kefil between tana's ganav v'bailim. So that's what Rashi didn't. That's what Rashi said that shoel is lav daf because there is no case where the shoel is going to be chayv for ganav. Right? It's not going to be chayv midin ganav. So we have three shitas in the shoel. The three possibilities. Not Tosfos says a suffix where the tana's tana's ganav v'bailim is chayv kefil. Tosfos Mabatzia says yivade chayv kefil v'bailim, and Rashi says that yivade potim. Question is why? Right, well, what's going on? What's the Sofik of the... If we understand the Sofik, then we'll be able to figure out Tosfos Mabatzi and Rashi, because obviously they're taking sides in the Sofik. What is the Sofik all about? Why should it be Chayiv Kevah V'Tayim Tanis Ganav V'Bailim? Why should it be Potter Min HaKevah? So the Shittim HaKabetzes HaLasar, right over here, quotes Rabbi Eliezer Migermaisa, who makes a statement. The question is, what does he mean? What does the Shittim say? Nimtz Hashem Masachar. Kosa b'tais zok the sheep. So this is in the handout? Oh, it's in the handout. Let's follow in the handout. Close the kites. Kosa b'tais zok the sheep. Shema ein shayach kefil v'chulei. Okay, he doesn't really quote the Taisis. Okay, that's the Shema. That's the Shema of Taisis, right? Whether Shema Masachar is chayv kefil v'tanik tanas gana b'bayim. V'tayma zok the sheep. Time then chayv kefil ela hecha the tainas geneva goremas hapitur v'ocha masha habaylim gorem rav Belezer migermisa. Belezer migermisa says that maybe the time that there's no kefil v'toyin tainas ganav habaylim is because there's only a chayv kefil if the tainas geneva was gorem the tour. But here the tainas geneva is not gorem the tour, but rather what's gorem the tour, the fact that it's by levim. What's he saying? Help me, what's he saying? Formulate it for me. Yes, David.
Maybe the difference between the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Sachar is that the Shomer Chinam is Pater because he made himself Pater by making the Taina, while the Shomer Sachar would be Pater because the Bailim are there.
Right, but what does that mean? You're, right, we're translating the words. So the words mean that there's a tainas, the tainas gneva causes the ptur, or the fact that the bailim are there causes the ptur. What does that mean? What's he saying? I want a little more than that. Well, good, we're on the path. What's he saying? Yes, Sean.
The limud of him kefil outside of being the god on yourself requires very specific mold, so to speak. This is not fit because it's not that his taina, the way that I'm saying that they only become. Time capable if the person's time itself makes him putter. And as you're saying, this is not the time that makes him putter. It's a different machine. It's the bile of our present.
Okay. And to say even more, that if the chiyuv kefil is midin ganav, so there has to be a tainas geneva to have that din ganav bicha. Right? If the ptur is because of a tainas geneva, so then we can attribute dine ganav to the shom. He's towing tainas nigneva. Nimtzashu ganva. So if he patters himself with taina of geneva, so then he becomes like the ganav if it turns out that he stole it himself. But if the tainas nigneva is not the source of the ptur, it can't translate into the chiyav kefil. The tainas nigneva is not what's pattering him. Really, he should be chayav for geneva. Why should he be chayav for geneva? Shama sachar is chayav for tainas geneva. So really, the Tainas Geneva is not a Tainas Ptur. What's pottering him is this external Ptur, this Zaitige Ptur of Bailavimo. It's not the Tainas Geneva, so that Ptur can translate into a Chiyav if it turns out that he himself stole it. The Tainas Geneva can translate into a Chiyav, Midin Ganav, if he's the one who stole it. But Bailavimo is a Zaitige type of Ptur. It's not a Ptur in his Taina. It's not that he potters himself in the Taina. So the rule of Tainas Ganav is that If his taina patters, but then it turns out he stole it, so the tour turns into a chiyuv kefil, that's only if it's a tainas geneva. So if it's a tainas geneva, that tainas geneva can turn into a chiyuv midin ganav. If the ptur is a zaytege ptur by lavima, that can't turn into a chiyuv keifa midin ganav. That's certainly the simple way to learn the shita. That's one way to learn the shita. But perhaps the shita is saying something a bit deeper. Some of the achronim want to suggest that maybe the suffix of Tosis relates to the nature of Vailavimo itself. What's this Ptur of Vailavimo? We know that Shomrim have different types of Pturim, right? Shomachinim is Potter for both Gneva Vaveda and for Onsim. Shomachach is Chayav Gneva Vaveda, but Potter and Onsim. There are different Pturim that the Shomrim have. So now there's this Ptur of Vailavimo, this Xeris Akosov, that if there's Vailavimo, the Shom is going to be Potter as well. What's the nature of that Ptur? Should we say that fundamentally it's the same as other Pturei Shmir? Right? The Ptur Gneva Vaveda by Shom Achina, the Ptur Onsim by Shom Asachar. So that is a Ptur by Lavima, by all Shom, even by Shal. It's a Ptur Tashlomin, just like other Pturei Shmir. That's one way to look at by Lavima. The other way to look at by Lavima is maybe it's not a Ptur Tashlomin, it's really much more than a Ptur Tashlomin. What is it? Anyone? Any suggestions? It's not just a Ptur Tashlomin. No, it's more than a Ptur Tashlomin. Formulate it for me. It's what? It's a Hafkah in the Shem Shomrin Gans. Exactly, Yosef. Maybe Bayil of Imo is not just a Ptur Tashlomin, but if there's Bayil of Imo, the Torah is saying it's like he's not a Shomer. He took the object into his house. Physically, the object is sitting in his house, but there's a Hafkah in the Shem Shomer. Bayil of Imo is Mafkiah the Shem Shomer. He's not called a Shomer at all. Not called a shomer at all. Memela, he's going to be potter because he's only chayev if he's a shomer, right? Just because the object is in his property, it's in his rishus. If he doesn't take achrayas, so he's not going to be chayev. Similarly, just because the property is in his rishus, if the pekudim is in his rishus, if he's not a shomer for that, there is no achrayas. Tar doesn't put any achrayas on him. If he's not a shomer, he's not going to be chayev. Two ways of looking at the ptur of Bayil Avimo. Is it a ptur tashlum just like other pturim? Different. It's just another case of a Ptur Tashlomin. Oh no, Bayil Avimo might be a Hafka in the Shem Shomer. Maybe he's not called a Shomer anymore, and that's why he's going to be Potter. Michael?
Is that like just a reverse of the other Lishmar? Almost like now working it backwards?
Well, this is a case where it is Biyado Lishmar. You see.
And now he's bringing the bomb back.
Again, Biyado Lishmar was a svar that we had to be Mechayev a Shomer to guard the animal to prevent it from doing Nezek. Here I'm talking about if Nezek happens to the Gufa Behema, is he Chayev or Potter? So we never used Biyado Lishma for that. We assume that the Shomer is Chayev for normal situations because of a Kabbalah Sachrayas or because the Torah puts an Achrayas on him. It's not because it's Biyado Lishma. Biyado Lishma means he can watch it, so therefore now that the Bialim can't watch it, they can't be held culpable for a Nezek that the animal does. The Baal can watch it. The Baal can watch it. It's in the property of the Shomer. Baal can't watch it now, but even though the Baal can't watch it, if the Shomer is not a Shomer, you can't make him Chayev for Dinei Shmira. Not because there's a Ptur Tashlumen over here, but there's no Chayev Shmira Bechlal. He's not a Shomer. So if he's not a Shomer, you can't hold him responsible for the item. Where do we see this idea, this possibility that maybe there's Hafkah of the Shem Shomer? So this comes to the fore in the discussion of Pshia B'Bailim. Now we're talking about Toin Tanas Ganav by Bayil Avimo. But perhaps the most famous discussion of Bayil Avimo relates to Pshia B'Bailim. Let's say a Shomer, Shomachinam, right? Shomachinam takes an object into his Rishos, right? But it was Bayil Avimo. Is the Shomachinam Chayev if he's posher, if he's negligent in that item, or do we say no? Normally we say Shomachinam is Chayev Pshia. What's it in a Pshia Bebailim? Is the Shomachinam Chayev or not? So the Gemara Bav Metzia, and Daf Tzadi Heyam and Allah quotes Machlokas Samaroyim, whether Pshia Bebailim is Chayev or Pot. Pshia Bebailim. Is Pshia Bebailim Chayev or Pot? Machlokas in the Gemara. How do we paskin? So we paskin Pshia Bebailim is Pot. That's how we paskin. That's how the Rambam paskin. That's how the Rishonim paskin. I think Tosis on the side of the Gemara also paskin. This is the Rambam Menuchas Chiras Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Hamafkeres lechavero ben bechina ben beschar o hishilo hiskiro u'shol hashomer es habaylim im adover shelahin osochon hare hashomer potter miklum Afilu Poshan. V'dovah sheshamar ve'ovah machmas apshia raise the potter. She'enamar in b'ilavimo lo yishalim im socher hu b'abischar. Period. The Rambam says that pshia b'bailam is going to be potter. Right, if b'ilavimo the sham is going to be potter, even if poshan. What's interesting is that the Rambam in another Ptur Shomer says that Pshia is going to be Chayiv. What's that case? Avadim Shtaras and Karkos. Avadim Shtaras and Karkos is another classical example of Shmira where the Shomer is going to be put. And yet the Rambam says that Posha b'Avadim Shtaras and Karkos, the Shomer is going to be Chayiv. Right? The source of this discussion is also in Bava Metzia. It's the Mishnah and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph in Bava Metzia. Ve'elu dvarim she'en lehem ono avodim shtoros u'karkos v'ha'hekdeshos. En lehem tashlumei kefa v'lo tashlumei abba v'chamisha shamachinim en anishba v'nos yischar eno mishali. Avodim shtoros karkos and hekdeshos are a group. There are four things that are nesmaid from many different dinim. As the Gemara says, it's a klal u'prato klal. Kiiten ishel re'ehu kesef okelim lishma. Kiiten kolal kesef okelim piret lishma chazar v'kolal. Right, klal uprat uklal. So we learn iat adon elokein aprat maprat mefurish davar mitaltal v'gufa mamon. Of kol davar mitaltal v'gufa mamon. The only thing that's going to be chayev be'onoa chiyuve shvua. Tashlume kefel, right? That's dover hamitaltel, metaltlin, as opposed to karkos. Karkos are not metaltlin. Avadim ahukshu lekarkos, so therefore they're also nismai. Shtoros anagufan mamon, so they're not bechlal either. Okay, there's a klal prato klal that comes to exclude these items. So what are some of the halachas that avadim shtoros and karkos are excluded from? So it says the Mishnah, ein lem tashlume kefel, v'lo tashlume dalamay, shomachinam eino nishba, v'nose yischar eino meshalim. Shomachinam doesn't take a shvuah. A shamasocha doesn't pay. So we're talking about tashlumim, we're talking about shavua. Why does a shamachinim not take a shavua? That's because avadim shtaros and karkos are nismatu from all dine shavua. Not just shavua sashamim, all dine shavua. All dine shavua. Let's say Reuben comes to Bezin and says that Shimon owes him a certain piece of karka. He bought it from him, and he has to give it to him. And Shimon says, no, it's not that whole big piece of land, it's only half of that piece of land. Moda b'miktsas by karka. There's no shvua on karka, minatar. If you have another shvua, you can be megalgal this. You have a shvua metaltum, you can be megalgal this shvua on him. But a shvua on karka, we don't have a shvua on karka. It's not just a shvua by shomer. It's not something unique to shomer. There is no shvua by karka bichlal. So shamachinim is just another example. Shamachinim doesn't take a shvua. What shvua does a shamachinim take? So that's the gemara of Metzia earlier on daf vav. Right, we've been talking about this. The Gimel Shavuos, not those Gimel Shavuos. Right, the Gimel Shavuos that the Shamachinam has to, if he claims Nignava, he has to take a Shavuos. Shelo Pashati, She'ena Bershusi, Shelo Shalachti Boyad. He has to take a Shavuos that he was Shomer properly, and then if he takes that Shavuos, so then he's going to be Potter. By Avodim Shtaros and Karkos, the Shamachinam doesn't have to take a Shavuos because there is no Shavuos by Karka, no Shavuos by Avodim and by Hektish and Shtaros. What does the Mishnah add? No seischar, eino meshalim. No seischar doesn't pay for gneva v'aveda. No seischar, eino meshalim. Then how about shomachinim? Is a shomachinim meshalim or is he not meshalim? So toisis and afnun zayin amibayis, this really belongs on the Mishnah, right? The side of the Gemara says it's shayach to the Mishnah. Shomachinim eino nishba says toisis nira dehu adin deino meshalim. Dehu adin deino meshalim. Shomachinim is not going to be meshalim. For what? What's a shamachinim mishalim for normally? Only for pshia. It says Tosis, I think a shamachinim is not nishba, he's not mishalim either. Da'afilu shamasachar in posha nira de lo mishalim. Shamasachar also. When we say shamasachar ain't a mishalim, it's not only for gneva v'aveda, but for pshia too. There's no chiyuv tashlumin by avadim shtaros and karkos, says Tosis. Shamachinim ain't a nishba, gam kein ain't a mishalim, and also ischar ain't a mishalim. Why does the Mishnah pick up anos ischar? Picks up anos ischar. But the reality is the same would be true for Shamachinim as well. Shamachinim doesn't pay for his, and Shamasachar doesn't pay for his chiyuvim. Comes the Rambam and says, no, Shamasachar dafka. The Mishnah Dafka said that Shomer Sachar ain't a Mishalim because a Shomer Chinam would be Mishalim. Because a Shomer Chinam pays for Pshia. And Pshia, even by Avodim, Shtaros, and Karkos, Yechayah for. The Ptur is for Gneva Vaveda. But not for Pshia. For Pshia, you're going to be Chayah, even by Avodim, Shtaros, and Karkos. This is a Rambam we've seen before. The Rambam argues against Taisus. What does the Rambam say? Rambam Milchaschiris Perak Beis Nalofa Gimel. Yeroy Ali says the Rambam Shimposha Shomer Bavada Mechiyotze Ben Chayev L'Shalei She'eno Pote Bavada Mechakos U'shtaras Elam Idin Gneva V'Avedo Mesa etc. Avalim Posha B'Chayev L'Shalem She'kola Poshaya Maziku says the Rambam She'kola Poshaya Maziku. Poshe is kemazik. So if he's kemazik, even by avad mishtaros and karkos, he's going to be chayiv. Either Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't mention shamachina. Mishnah mentions shamasacha. B'dafka naka, b'gneva v'aveda, you're going to be potter by avad mishtaros and karkos. But pshia, there's no p'tur pshia. Poshe kemazik. So poshe kemazik, even by avad mishtaros and karkos, you're going to be chayiv, says the Rambam. So fact the Raivid, what's the Rambam talking about? Yichai Poshea Kemazik. Poshea is not Kemazik. Who's Poshea? Why is Poshea Kemazik? What does the Ravid say? It's a long hasog in the Ravid, but just the last part. The ain't Poshea Mazik. Shimhoya came Pshia Babaylim Lama Potter. El Shein Poshea Dome Lamazik. Ad Kan Lashana. Fact the Ravid, Poshea can't be Kemazik. What are you telling me? Poshea Kemazik, so it breaks the rules? Whenever they're up, Ture Shmira. Shomer is going to be potter, but he can't be potter from Pshia, says the Rambam. In fact, the Ravid, that's not true. I'll bring you a raya that even when, right, that when there's a ptur, right, that when there's a ptur, then even from Pshia, the Shomer is going to be potter. Pshia babaylim, yochiach. Right, Pshia babaylim is the best raya, says the Ravid. That even for Pshia, the Shomer is going to be potter if there's a reason to potter him. So if there's a Gzeres HaKosav that he's potter, then even if he's Poshe, he's going to be potter. So by Avadim Shtaros and Karkos, it should be the same halacha. Why does the Rambam say Poshea by Avadim Shtaros and Karkos is Chayev? The Rambam himself paskim Pshia b'Bailim potter. So you see where there's a Ptur, right, that applies even to Pshia. So by Avadim Shtaros and Karkos, there is a Ptur, there's a Klal Prat Klal. There is a Ptur. So that Ptur should apply even to Pshia. What's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam's talking about out of both sides of his mouth, says the Ravid. It's Tacha Pella. It's a Pella, it's Tacha Stira in the Rambam. What's more, the Rambam Bechalal Ishver. What does Poshea Kemazik mean? Poshea Kemazik? He's Mazik B'Yadayim. The Shomer's not Mazik anything. He's just, the object is sitting in his Rishus. He doesn't watch it properly. He's negligent. Poshea Kemazik, what does that even mean? Many of the Rishonim, the Rosh and Shavuos, for example, the Rosh says, how can the Rambam say Poshea Kemazik? He's not a Mazik B'Yadayim, so how could he have a Din Mazik? He's Chayev because of Chiyuv Shmira, but what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam clearly is bothered with something. He's saying, if Avadim Shtaros and Karkos are potter from Chiyuv Shmira, so how can he be Chayev for Pshia? The Mashmos of the Mishnah in Bav Metzia is that he's going to be Chayev for Pshia, so how can he be Chayev for Pshia? There's doch to a shmira on the shomer, so the Rambam says no. Poshe kemazik changes everything. So even though he's potter from chiyuv shmira, but he's not potter from dinei hezek. So poshe kemazik is b'mechayev. It's a nice brisk ilomdis. But what does it mean? Poshe kemazik, like magic. Poshe's kemazik. You can't do sleight of hand like that. It's not mazik. He's not mazik biadaim. How can you say that he's kemazik? And bechalal. The Ravid's kasha is shever. There's the chastir in the Rambam. The Rambam by Bebailim says that Pshia Bebailim is potter. And here by Avadim Shtaros and Karkos, the Rambam says Pshia is chayev. Why? You're either potter in both or chayev in both. How can you split between the two? Zdach bilei plur. Comes the Shach. Shach has a very famous piece where he wants to say, no, the Rambam distinguishes between Avadim Shtaros and Karkos on the one hand and Baila Vim on the other. Reb Chaim has a similar nusach, the Birkas Shmuel in Bava Kama and Simen Lamed Beis quotes, they say b'shem Reb Chaim that he had a similar idea, but it's a little bit of a different nusach than the Shach. What does the Shach say? He says, look at these pturim. You think they're both the same? They're not the same. Avodim Shtaros and Karkos, of the Shach, that's a ptur tashlum. It's a p'torah tashlomim. P'torah tashlomim ba'alma. Why is it a p'torah tashlomim? So the Shach has a very interesting phrase. He says something very interesting. He says that since the p'torah of avadim shtaras and kakos is only a klal upratu klal, that they're not included in the dinim of the Torah, so we don't really know what the Torah is saying about them. They're just not there in the... It's like they're not there in the pasuk. Right? They're not... It's not mentioned explicitly what their din should be. So if it's not mentioned explicitly, then we have to apply the svara. We have to apply the svara. What's the svara? The svara is that they should be potter from shvua b'chai b'pshir. Right? That's what he says. Right? Since it's not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk that there's a p'tur tashlumin, doesn't say it beferish. It's just, it's nismayit from the klal prat b'al, but it doesn't say beferish that there's a p'tur tashlumin. Doesn't say beferish, he says it's mistaber that you chayev b'pshir. Okay, just to say it differently, the Shach just says that avodim shtar sechak ho, that's just a p'tur tashlumin ba'alma, but you're really a shomer, and if you're really a shomer, then you'll be chayev for p'shir. Because that's what the Rambam is saying. Poshek ha-mazik means even though you're not mazik b'yadayim, but the shomer is a new type of barrier. In the context of a shomer, even pshia is like a mazik. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. Poshek ha-mazik means that if you're a shomer, then you're chayev even in situations where we would not be chayev regular people. Normally, for someone to be mazik another person's property, he has to be mazik b'yadayim. Right? If it's only a grama ba'alma, that's not going to be enough to be mechayev him. Causative, that's not enough. But the shomer enters into a situation, he enters into a context where even a grama by a shomer is like a hezek, it's like a mazik. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. That shomer creates a context where even nezek, big grama, is called a mazik, it's like a mazik, and he'll be chayav midin mazik. But that's because he's a shomer. That's because the p'tur of Adam Shtaros and Karkos, the p'tur from Gneva Vaveda, the p'tur from Onsim, that's a p'tur tashlum in Ba'alma. He's a shomer, but there's a p'tur tashlum in Ba'alma. If all he has is a p'tur tashlum, but he's still a shomer, you can't pater him from p'shia. Because p'shia is a reality. If he's a shomer, he has to be chayev b'p'shia. It's chayev midin mazik. The chayev of p'shia is not a chayev of a chayev shmira. It's a chiyuv because of the status of a shomer. If he's a shomer, so then poshe kamazik, he's chayav for every pshia because that's like a mazik. So even if he has pture tashlum, and the pture tashlum don't cover pshia because the chiyuv of pshia is midin mazik. God says the Shach, Bailavimu is not a pture tashlum. Bailavimu is a hafkoi in the shem shomer. Look at his lashon. If you still have the packet open to number two, look at the last line. The Hainu time of the Kra, what's the time of the Kra that Bailavimo is part of? The Ksha Bailavimo, Mohava le Shomer olav klal, Elohava le Keinish da'alma. Underline it. The Shach says, the Gzeres Akos of Bailav Ein Imo, in Bailav Imo lo Yishalim, that means that there's a Gzeres Akos of that if Bailav Imo, he's not called a Shomer Bechlal. He's not a Shomer Bechlal. He's Mufka from the Shem Shomer. If he's mufka from the Shem Shomer, then Poshek HaMazik is not going to be mechayev. Because Poshek HaMazik can only be mechayev in the context of a Shomer. Because normally there can't be mechayev. It's just a grama ba'alma. There can't be mechayev in ishtalma. It can't be mechayev stama person. It's just a grama ba'alma. He didn't watch it properly. But so what? If he's a regular person, that's not a mazik. In the context of a Shomer, right? If he has a Shem Shomer, then that pshia has a din mazik. But only if he's a Shomer. If you tell me that there's a Gzeres HaKos, that if it's Bailav Imo, he doesn't have a Shem Shomer, so then you can't say Poshek HaMazik, because it's only in the context of Shomer that you can say Poshek HaMazik. Okay, so this chiluk between Avadim Shtaros HaKos and Bailav Imo can explain the distinction of the Rambam, that Poshea can be chayev by Avadim Shtaros HaKos, but by Bailav Imo, Poshea is not going to be chayev. Because Poshek HaMazik is only in the context of a Shomer. So by Bailav Imo, since he's Afkav v'Shem Shomer, he's not going to be chayav. Dr. Baruch Baron Birka Shmuel, maybe that's the suffix of our Tosis in Bava Kama. Tosis in Bava Kama had a suffix. Is Toin Tanas Ganav Bebailim going to be chayav kefal or not chayav kefal? What's the suffix? He says Efshim and Kenzogin. Maybe the suffix is that Toin Tanas Ganav is Chayav Kefel only by Shomer. It's something specific to the context of a Shomer. So if you were to understand that Bai Lev Imo is a Ptur Tashlumin, but the person really is a Shomer, so then the rule of Toin Tanas Ganav, Chayav Kefel should apply. Because even though there's a Ptur Bai Lev Imo, but that's not going to pater Toin Tanas Ganav. It's not going to pater from the Chayav Kefel. As long as he's a Shomer and he's Toin Tanas Ganav, Venimtza Shehu Gomvo, he's going to be Chayav Kefel for that because he's a Shomer. So if your old Bai Lev Imo is only a Ptur Tashlumin, then there will be a Chayav Kefel for Toin Tanas Ganav. Because as long as he's a Shomer, just like Poshe Kemazik, as long as he's a Shomer and he was Toin Tanas Ganav, Venimtza Shehu Gomvo, he's going to be Chayav Kefel. What's the suffix in Taisvis? Taisvis is Rasupuk about the nature of Bai Lev Imo. Nature of Bai Lev Imo. Should we assume that Bai Lev Imo is just a Ptur Tashlumin? Or should we say like the Shach that it's more than a Turkish Shomer? It's a Afgar and a Shem Shomer. If it's a Afgar and a Shem Shomer, so then Toin Tanas Ganav is not going to be Chayav Kefel. Because Toin Tanas Ganav is only Chayav Kefel in the context of a Shomer. If you hold that to Bai Lev Imo is a Afgar and a Shem Shomer, so then for Toin Tanas Ganav he's not going to be Chayav Kefel. This is one way, this is another way to interpret Taisis. The Shittim of Bezos wanted to say the Suffolk is. Can you be chayav kefil for Toin Tanas Ganav if the ptur, the pitur, is not the Tainas Geneva, but rather some zaitik ptur by Lavima? Because Shmuel suggests something different, that maybe the suffix in Taisis is what's the nature of by Lavima? Is by Lavima just a ptur tashlum ba'am, but the person really is a shomer? Or should we say that by Lavima means that he's mufka from the Shem Shomer? If he's mufka from the Shem Shomer, so then the din that Toin Tanas Ganav is chayav kefil is not going to apply to this individual.